The Defense Department hits day three in launching a new system for appraising the performance of its civilian employees. It's called New Beginnings, and it ties performance with rewards and requires more frequent check-ins with supervisors throughout the year. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Massioni.
Hundreds of thousands of Defense Department employees are going to see a change in the way their performance is evaluated. As of April 1st, DoD's Defense Performance Management and Appraisal Program began its mission to increase communications between the department and its employees. The new system will link employee performance to rewards like bonuses and promotions. The new system also requires supervisors to check in with their employees more often and to use a three-tiered employee rating system to assess employee performance. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Civilian Personnel Policy, Paige Hinkle-Bowles, sat down with Federal News Radio to talk about the program.
It's the culmination of a very collaborative process to institutionalize a culture of high performance in a variety of different ways. One, by improving communication between employees and supervisors, by increasing accountability and employee engagement, by providing for more transparent processes, and by improving our capabilities in recruiting, developing, and retaining and rewarding our workforce. A very early part of the process included three joint labor management design teams that focused on providing pre-decisional recommendations to the department in a series of areas in the HR realm: performance management, hiring flexibilities, training and development, workforce incentives, and even recommendations on how to improve our automated tools. A significant part of the New Beginnings overall effort has been the development and now implementation of the Defense Performance Management and Appraisal Program. And our new performance management program is consistent with the legislation that calls for a fair, credible, and transparent performance management system that would link employee bonuses and other performance-based actions to performance appraisals of our employees.
The program stemmed from the 2010 Defense Authorization Act, which tasked DoD with creating a system that redesigns the way the Defense Department evaluates and promotes staff. It wanted appointments that supported the mission, managers, and applicants. The law also allowed the Defense Department to establish a civilian workforce incentive fund to monetarily spur on employees based on team or individual performance. The fund was supposed to help attract and train employees with talent, but DoD chose not to create that fund. Still, DoD has been especially worried in recent years about its ability to recruit and retain top talent. DoD thinks the new program can still help with that. Here's Hinkle-Bowles again.
So we do think there are several ways that this program will help us to retain and incentivize our employees, not just now, but in the future, as you've said. We've hit on this first through the timely recognition and reward of the employee contributions to the mission. As I mentioned earlier, traditionally there's a rating cycle that results in a recognition at the end of the cycle, but we're really trying to emphasize the ongoing communication that we think is critical to feedback to the employee on how they are performing. And as I said, we hit on the design teams talking about we really want to de-emphasize the 365th day. It's not about the 365th day. It's about every day in between and how the employee is performing mission. And so we really want to make sure feedback and confirmation of how the employee is performing is ongoing. Ultimately, though, then take that a step farther, we will make meaningful distinctions in performance that will be formally acknowledged and utilized, whether it's in recognition and reward, whether it's in bonuses, or whether it's in promotions or other developmental opportunities. There will be that formal acknowledgement for those high performers.
The new program is trying to change the way DoD interacts with its employees who are already working there too. Here's Hinkle-Bowles one more time.
Well, today I would say that we traditionally rely on a performance rating cycle, and often the employee will receive a rating at the end of the cycle. It's something that the design teams often referred to as the 365th day. And one of the changes that we are really trying to advocate for this through this system would be that we have communication throughout the rating cycle, and that the employees receive recognition and acknowledgement of their performance and their contribution to the mission throughout the rating cycle. And then there's nothing that comes as a surprise on the 365th day when the rating arrives.
Those ratings can also incentivize employees by helping them with promotions and pay grade increases. The three-tiered rating system moves from unacceptable to fully successful to outstanding. Outstanding work is work with exceptional results and exceeds a high metric. It's someone who acts as an expert or a role model. On the other hand, unacceptable work is characterized as being unreliable. It's someone who makes poor decisions and fails to use the skills required for the job. With the new system, good ratings can help with promotions and within pay grade increases. To receive a within pay grade increase, an employee must be performing at fully successful or higher. Promotions will also take into account the three-tiered ratings. As for the employees who perform unacceptably, the system hopes to bring them into the fold. Supervisors are required to provide notice of performance deficiencies in writing. Employees will get 30 to 90 days to improve, or disciplinary action will be taken. That can include reassignment or termination. The system is being rolled out in a phased approach. A cross-section of civilians working for the services and the defense agencies will be the first to transition to the system. In the coming years, the whole department will be on board. Here's Hinkle Bowles on the comments her office has received from employees.
Feedback so far has been positive. We attribute that first to the collaborative process that we use in order to design the new program. Our stakeholders had a voice in the process in some way, shape, or form. There's been, in the HR community, I think, a lot of enthusiasm about the publication of the DOD instruction that covers the program, because to implement a DOD instruction represents the culmination of a lot of really hard work on a lot of people's part. We developed a standard training curriculum and content, and we delivered that to a group of folks back in January, and all the preliminary feedback that we've gotten has been positive. Our components have used that initial training, and they say that it has been well received. And then as we move forward, we're going to continue to actively pursue feedback and assess how we are implementing all elements of New Beginnings, not just the performance management program, but actually all phases.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.